we believe that our existence as a party depends on elections, but that does not mean we're going to any election without any condition. And based on the experience we had at the past presidential election, and based on some of the electoral laws currently and the composition of the member of the electoral committee, we have a number of requests that has to be taken into account prior to participating in this upcoming legislative and senatorial election. But if those conditions are not taken into consideration, it will be clear to us and to everybody else that we will not participate in the election. That's our position, and we have made that clear over a week ago. And so if other political parties are simply boycotting, we are not boycotting. We are coming around the table with conditions. But those conditions, if they are not taken into consideration, then we will be out, as simple as this could be.
But the elections are coming up on December 29th, and yes. You have to submit your candidacy between October 19th and 28th. October 19th is just around the corner.
Yeah, one of the conditions to that is that we ask for the election to be postponed, simply because 20 of the 23 regional charter are under flooding right now. So there is no way any political party will be able to respect that time frame to apply for the upcoming election, because many of the regions are cut from their main cities due to the major flooding. That's kind of like a global issue right now. And in Chad, it's even worse. And on top of that, there is a lot of economic loss and life loss and cattle loss due to flooding as we speak. Chad is the number two exporters of cattle. And on top of that, many of the farms have been engulfed by flooding. So in this emergency situation, the government should call a state of emergency and do its best to resolve this issue before even speaking of election. Because it would be an insult to the people to come in this condition and ask them to register or to go and vote if they are completely cut off of the main city where they could vote. As I said, 20 of the 23 regions are underwater. So this is an emergency situation, and our party require the government to postpone those elections.
What are the chances that the government would accept your proposal to postpone the election?
Here's the thing. You already saw a group of political parties saying they are not participating in the upcoming election. And we have this condition prior to participating. But if they continue to go, they will be the only one facing themselves. And what will be the credibility of this such election? So it's up to them to realize. And the people of Chad are not stupid, excuse me the terms, because they know what's happening in the country and they know the situation. I mean, let's be honest. I'm in a situation of distress, and you are coming. How would you get me knowing that I'm already cut off from you due to the flooding? And if they continue down that road, it's basically shooting themselves on the foot.